This call is being recorded.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, feel your breath as you breathe evenly and deeply, breathing in the breath of life. Deep breath in, breathe in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, any kind of negativity at all. Just let that flow out with the exhalation of your breath. As you take another deep breath in, breathing in the light, holding it for a few seconds, and exhaling out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now focus on your chakra centers in your etheric body. Become aware of those chakras as more than just a figment of your imagination. Image them in, visualize them as real. Seven chakras and the eighth, the soul star chakra. And also know that all 12 chakras at some point will come online as well. But for now, the eight chakras. Starting from the bottom up at the base of the spine, the first chakra, red. Beautiful red color. Moving up, the second chakra, orange. Third, the solar plexus area, yellow. Fourth, the heart center, deep blue-green. Above the heart center, the high heart center now, magenta. Fifth chakra in the throat area, sky blue. Sixth, in the middle of the forehead, the third eye center, purple or indigo. And the seventh chakra, the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver, and the eighth chakra, approximately a foot above your head, your soul star chakra, pure brilliant white. And it's not only to see the colors or visualize the colors, but feel the colors, feel the intensity within the colors. And simply by intensifying the colors, you raise the vibration in your etheric body. And as you raise the vibration in your etheric body, you are raising your vibration into a higher dimensional frequency. As simple as that, to move from third dimension, when you are focused on those things that are happening in the outside world, and you simply want to change that focus, it is as simple as visualizing your chakra centers and feeling the energy near, feeling the resonance within those centers, feeling the vibration there. Let yourself do that now. Feel the vibration in all of the chakras. And the visualizing of the intensity of those colors raises that vibration. Now put your attention at your high heart center and your sixth chakra, the third eye in the middle of the forehead, and energetically connect the two by sending energy, visualizing energy, going from your high heart center to your sixth chakra, the third eye, and back down again to the high heart center, and back up again, and around, forming a vortex of energy, and your conscious knowing self being pulled into that vortex, exiting out right in the middle of your forehead. So now, as a little point of light, little point of consciousness, you are looking out through your third eye in the middle of your forehead. And you exit out now through that third eye as a doorway or a window into the astral world. A much safer way of exiting the body. So let yourself move out through that doorway into the astral realm. Now, as you did earlier with the violet flame, feel the violet flame now expanding and growing within your physical body and your astral and etheric body. The flame growing and expanding till it expands out, completely engulfing the physical form and the astral and etheric form. And in so engulfing these bodies in the violet flame, just as a flame purges out all the old iniquities, so too does it purge out now the old programming that is no longer needed as you move beyond the third dimensional illusion. This programming was only meant for the illusion. It is not meant for the reality of the higher dimensional frequencies. So therefore, the memories that are associated in this programming will be forgotten eventually. And the more that you can do that, the more that you can let go of the past, let go of those past memories. Not necessarily the pleasant memories, but the memories that hold the programming to you. The memories of fear, the memories of hate, memories of depression, any of those kinds of times in this lifetime, or even you are feeling the energies from past lifetimes as well. All of this can be purged out and forgotten. Let go of the past. Now see the violet flame continuing to expand and grow. And as it does, let yourself move up now in your astral and etheric form. Just rise up through the roof of the building, up into the clouds, into the sky, higher and higher until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And you look back down and you see the Earth and you see the violet flame now expanding, growing, encompassing, engulfing cities, towns, villages, states, countries, oceans. And from this point of view, now you see it completely engulfing the entire planet. Now I want you to take out those glasses, those 5D glasses that Sananda introduced to you last time. Take them out, visualize them, bring them out of nothingness, and put them on. And as you put them on, see the Earth, see Gaia, as she is in her highest dimensional frequency at the time now, in that fifth dimensional and beyond experience that she is right now. And you can see the pristine beauty of Gaia even more than what you know of her in the third dimensional illusion. Even though she is beautiful in that illusion, she is so much more so. Nature is so much more so in the higher frequencies. to see Gaia in all of her beauty with the glasses on, and then take the glasses off and see the third dimensional illusion again. See the programming that is continuing to happen across the planet as those of the forces of darkness continue to hold that programming and try to spread that programming, that propaganda everywhere, trying to hold control. So see it as it is within the illusion, and then put the glasses back on and see the illusion gone, the veil dropped completely. See how easy it is to switch back and forth between the two. If you are simply reading something or listening to something that tends to bring your vibration down, once you realize that, simply take the glasses out, put them on, and now see things as they can be, as they can be created by you and the collective you. It is as simple as that, even to raise your vibration. People are always asking for tools. How do I raise my vibration? You can do it in many different ways, with the violet flame, with crystals, and now simply with these glasses. Just simply put the glasses on and see the 5D expression of Gaia in all of her pristine beauty, the beauty that she was meant to have from the beginning, and which she did have long ago. And of course, with Gaia's higher vibration, the collective vibration increases as well, the collective vibration of humanity. Now you have all been experiencing at various times these waves of energy that have been coming into the planet, gaining more and more force, bringing more and more force, bringing higher energy light to the planet. And with these glasses on now, you can see that light. You can see that higher consciousness evolution that is happening now as it spreads across the planet. Higher and higher energy coming into the planet, in a sense bombarding the planet and all of the people on the planet and their central nervous systems. And the central nervous system of each and every one of you is being affected by these energies in some way, some more than others, what you call the ascension symptoms. And indeed, they are ascension symptoms. Many would say, oh, it is old age, or it is what you are eating or drinking or whatever it is. And to a point, that is so. But only because of your belief system. Always remember, your belief system is what is the creative process within you, what brings that creative process within you. So now, with the glasses on, looking down at the earth, looking down at the higher vibrational earth, Gaia, see people now everywhere coming together, no longer separate, coming together, touching each other, feeling the energies with each other, but not lower vibrational energies that tend to bring one down, but higher vibrational energies. Love, peace, harmony, joy. togetherness, oneness, all people coming together everywhere as one. Bringing unity, conscious unity to the planet. Know that this is the expression that you want to see, that you want to be aware of. Expression of love. No longer fear. Fear being only a relic of the past, a relic of the third dimensional illusion. For within the higher vibrational frequencies of the higher dimensions, there is no more fear. For who in their, within their higher vibrations would create a fear expression? They would not. So feel the love, see the love, be the love. Within the violet flame, it is completely now engulfed not only the planet, not only Gaia, but the entire solar system. Only take just a moment to visualize the entire solar system now engulfed in the violet flame, within the higher energies. If you wish, you can even expand it out past into the galaxy and beyond. As you come back to your physical body now, bring your glasses, your 5D glasses back with you. As you merge back into your physical form, keep the glasses on. Be there, back in the room, wherever you are, back in your physical body, but still wearing those glasses. Not glasses like you think of in your third dimensional illusionary world to help you see with your physical eyes, but glasses that help transform the expression or the vista in front of you. That is what these are for. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am your Saint Germain. I come to be with you at this time to continue to assist you, all of you, in moving through this illusionary process that you are in at this time. And the more that you can find yourself moving beyond the illusion, seeing beyond the illusion, seeing the reality beyond the illusion, in the metaphysical world, even at times seeing into multidimensional frequencies, which some of you are beginning to experience more and more. And all of you will begin to experience this at various times now as we move forward. Because your central nervous systems have become acclimated much, much more to these energies. And in so doing, you can now focus more and more on your third eye, opening that third eye. And of course, these 5D glasses are a tool to help you to utilize your third eye. That is what these are for, to open your third eye, to give you a tool, an expression, something that you can understand, something that is not just an oblong blur, something that is vague, but something that is real. Glasses are real to you. So with these glasses, you can see what is really there, outside of the illusion, beyond the illusion, beyond the veil. The more that you allow yourselves to do that, the more that you will find that you will not be held down or held back within the illusion any longer. Or you will find that you will be able to lift up much quicker than you could before. Whereas before you would read something or listen and it would bring you down because you would feel the weight of the world upon your shoulders. You would feel the energies, the feelings, the emotions of the collective consciousness. But no longer will you have to do that. For you are moving beyond that expression. More and more of you are doing this, and more of you more will do this. It is not time to go along. It is not time to comply. It is not time to capitulate. It is time to fight. It is time to realize the sovereign beings that you all are and all have the rights to your own body, to your own emotions, to your feelings, to your love expression. You all have that right, and no one can take that right away from you unless you allow them to. That is the expression that those of the dark forces are attempting to do, to see how far they can push, how far they can push people to go along, how much they can continue to hold control. They are finding more and more that they cannot, but yet they push a little bit more. Always, as we have said many times, running the same playbook that they have always run. That playbook is completely understood now by those of us and the Alliance. And all are working against that playbook now to bring you further and further along. Out of the illusion. You are coming to a point now, very, very soon, where the illusion, for many of you, most of you, will have dropped completely, or you will no longer pay much attention to it, because you will realize that it is not the truth, that you have been lied to your entire lives and lifetimes before this. But because of who you all are, coming from many different systems, to come here and assist in this awakening process, because of all that, you are ready now to move beyond the illusionary expression. All it takes is continually raising your awareness and allowing the new programming that those of us and your guides, your higher self, are all bringing into you now, upgrading your DNA, assisting you in opening your third eye more and more so that you can see the beauty, you can feel the beauty all around you. The times of the old are passing by quickly, and the old three-dimensional expression is falling away fast. And it must fall away. It must crumble. It must crumble to nearly nothing so that something new and exciting can be built upon it. It is almost as if civilization of the past that moved through a calamity of some kind, some type of catastrophe, and buried that civilization down under tons and tons of earth. That is what you are looking at now. The end of the old civilization as you know it, and the rising up, in a sense, the rising of the phoenix from the ashes. This is what is in process. This is what you are looking forward to. This is what you are all here to experience, what you came here to experience. It is time now for both the evolution and the revolution to take hold more and more. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and always that the violet flame continues to purge out the old programming, the old programming that is no longer needed within each and every one of you. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Ma. Greetings to you. 107 here. Shoshana is back with us here. And we are ready to roll on here to continue to bring you to the next phase. You have mentioned phase earlier in your discussion, and you are doing exactly that. You are moving into a new phase. The old one is fading away, and the new one is about to start. We cannot tell you exactly what that phase is, but many of you have an awareness of this already, and you are beginning to see the glimmerings of this new phase developing here. That is all we can say on that at this point. We are ready for your questions if you have them. You can unmute your phones now.
I have a question.
Yes.
It's Drusilla. I'm trying to sharpen my third eye, and I was wondering, should I focus on the center of my forehead or my pineal in the center of my head? Which is the best?
We would think it would be both here, because the center of your forehead is your physical body, but the pineal gland within you is also your physical body, but associated more with the etheric body as well. So it is
okay.
Both here. And if you about it in the past or even in the present at various civilizations, what do they do there? They put a dot or some type of crystal or something there in the middle of their forehead. That is to signify the third eye and the opening of that third eye. So if it helps, whatever helps, that's what you want to do here. And of course, you can take those glasses that have been shown you here, and you can utilize that as you are looking through your glasses, your 5D glasses. You are also looking through your third eye and opening it more and more and more and reactivating it more and more. Okay, Shoshana.
Great, thank you.
You can share. Dear sister, may we share?
Absolutely.
Dear one, we would ask, what do you wish to see?
I wish to see the truth.
The truth is not a visual thing. You cannot see the truth. You must recognize the truth with your heart, your soul, and your mind. That is how the truth is given. The truth is given by the heart recognizing that truth. We will say that the idea of the third eye is not clear to most, as the third eye is the vessel of wisdom. It is the area that receives the idea of wisdom from a higher vantage point, you see. It is not about seeing certain things. It is about noticing the information that is given through the vessel of wisdom and understanding that all that is being given to the being is for its own truth and its own understanding, you see. Does this make sense to you, dear sister?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Very good. Are there other questions here? Nothing further?
Yes, I would like to ask a question. So I get taken to this place recently for a couple, few months in my meanderings, you know, and it's like a real, real super peaceful place way out in the far edges of the galaxy. It's like attached to something, which I thought was the God source, or perhaps some kind of an expression of the God source. It feels like something is being either brought back to memory or maybe erased from memory or something like that. So I was wondering if you can say more about, I think that perhaps some of us were given some understandings before coming to this particular world for our mission, and it wasn't necessarily our life understandings, but those were understandings of the lives of others, and that's part of what we need, we're up to doing here or something. Can you give me any information on that?
We do not quite understand. What is your direct question here?
So were some of us, before we came to this realm, sort of like given some memories or some understandings of what had gone on here and some of the different lives that had gone here that were not their own?
Yes, before you came here, before you volunteered to come into this evolutionary process here, you were given much that would assist you in your mission here. Not given everything, but much you were given. And of course, you also knew that as you came in here, that you would forget much of it throughout each time. But each lifetime, you would gain back a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more until this point now where you are in this lifetime and you are coming through the ascension process. And at some point, you will remember a great deal more. And That is what you knew in the beginning before coming here, that this would occur. So it is all a process of, in a sense, the programming that you were given long, long, long ago. Now that programming is being brought into you in terms of your DNA process here. Okay, Shoshana.
Dear sister, may we ask you a question?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, I'm asking if you can determine the purpose of another?
No.
I see not.
Okay, let me just, in a nutshell, I have a ton and ton and ton of memories. I don't know which are my lives and which are somebody else's. And I feel like, I don't know if they're memories or if they're some kind of like an understanding I know of people's lives and so forth. So I just am trying to get clear on, maybe it's not all my lives and, you know, and I want to, you know, get clear on that so I can understand
yes,
it a little better.
And what we sense, dear sister, is that there is more to this question than you are giving. Do you find memories disturbing in some way?
No, I just get very confused on what should be, what I want to claim as me and what I don't want to claim as me. Like, I don't want to go out in the world, you know, saying I was this person and that person, or because I've done some of that, and then I'm not sure if that's actually true, and then, you know, or even believing it, you know. But on the other hand, I think it's valid what I, my understandings and my knowings are somewhat valid.
We will confirm, dear sister, that all that you are given is valid. And we will confirm, dear sister, that it does not matter what life it is attached to, as what you are given are messages for you to discern and to understand together. You see, many have a view into the soul group that they have positioned themselves in. And many have a view of the soul group for the understanding and intention of what their purpose is and what they must move forward with, you see. So we would say, do not be confused, dear sister. Simply review what you have been given and put it together so that your understanding is of yourself and not of others. And the other thing we might add is that there is no need ever for anyone to claim any lifetime publicly, as the information that you are getting is just for you. Namaste.
Yes. Very good. Would there be any other further questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
I was recently talking to a couple of very young military guys that are stationed at our local Air Force base. And they said starting last week, all the military is going to be forced to be vaccinated. And they said about 80% doesn't want to do it, but they don't have a choice. These two guys had already done it and both gotten very sick. And of course, it's not reported and the military doesn't seem to care. They said a few people have tried to use the religious exemption, and that's just about virtually impossible. So they're all being forced. One of their fathers is a police officer in another state, and he was going to lose his job if he didn't get vaccinated. So they're doing our police force, our military. And I'm just curious what is going to happen, or whatever you can share, is going to happen with our defense, our military, our police officers. Even the healthcare workers that are now have no choice but to get vaccinated.
All we can say about this is that there is a plan in the works here. It isn't all as much about awakening the population of the planet. So whatever it is that's occurring is not going to be a the continuing occurrence for too much longer here. It may seem to be at times to be even getting worse and worse, but there is in the background of all of this, and you are in the process of experiencing that plan. So just allow the process to continue to move forward. Do not be concerned about those that are in the process of being mandated for this or that. It is not your concern directly. Now, that is not to say that as the collective that you do not have power there. You certainly do. So whatever you can do as a group or individual to assist in this process, to assist the plan, is what you would be doing here. And for you personally, though, which is all you can really be to not comply, to fight for your right to live in the way that you want to live, okay? Always without hurting anyone else. That is all we can say on this, because the plan is a working plan right now, and it is continuing to take further and further shape here. But we cannot give you directly time frame or exactly how it is going to continue to manifest here. But just know that it is manifesting. Shoshana, maybe you can
give more. We will share here.
Yes.
We will share here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes.
Who is speaking?
This is Karen.
Dear Karen, it is imperative that all do not succumb to the idea that there is no choice. In your speaking, they do not have a choice. You will create that more and more and more. You cannot voice that, even if you think that is the truth. It is not. There is always a choice. There was a choice from the very beginning to do exactly what you wish to do. Now, there are consequences to choices. What is at stake here is the very liberty of mankind here. What choice do you wish to make when the stakes are so high, you see? Those that say, I do not have a choice, create that for themselves, you see. There is always a choice, and you must voice that. Now, we do not know the result of that choice, how it will turn out. But those that wish to control all of humanity, wish to give that message. You have no choice. Now, do you wish to swallow that one, or do you wish to understand there is always a choice? Namaste.
I do. I guess my question was more, I believe there's a choice, but from what they're saying is that it's happening. And I guess my question was, if these people choose to go ahead and do the vaccine to keep their jobs, or those that have families and have to keep their job, my question was more is what is the plan with all this, and what is going to happen to, you know, our police officers and our military when they are going forward with allowing to be forced vaccinated, is more what my question was.
Dear sister, you cannot know that. No one can know that. The job that you have is to make the choice for yourself. That is all. Namaste.
Okay, thank you.
Pretty good. Are there any further questions here?
I have a question about Donald Trump.
Yes?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I step on somebody else's question?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I have a question about Donald Trump. Many Democrats, people that would affiliate with the Democratic Party, and even some Republicans that would say they were a Republican, and independents, and many people across the world, saw him in a negative light at his rallies, in his private life. He seemed like a mean-spirited bully to many people. He seemed like a womanizer. He seemed like someone who spoke in derogatory terms about women at times. He seemed like a man that wanted revenge on anyone that went against him, acted or spoke against him. Now, I'm asking for clarification because I, for one, am very confused, because when I think of Christ consciousness, I don't put Donald Trump in the same category as someone who's supposed to be very important in leading us through the ascension process. And that's my question.
We would say that you used the term seeming several times there. And where do you believe the seeming is coming from? Do you think it? Do you not think that it is coming from your mass media that is using propaganda and programming to program the population in believing that this one that you are speaking of is a bad person? See? So you need to look at the reality here of this one. There is an echo. The echo is gone. Is it gone now? Yes. Very good. Then this one has a mission, just as you all have a mission. This one came here purposefully to shift the energies here greatly, to bring you beyond the illusion. He knows very much about, we will say, not so much the illusionary process or the ascension process here, but he is very much aware of those of the dark forces and all that they are capable of doing, and has done everything that he can as an individual person that was brought here for this purpose to overcome this, to bring down the establishment. And in bringing down the establishment and those of the mass media, and all of those that control the mass media knew of this this one that was going to do that, and that he could do that. So they did everything that they could to and continue to do so, to disparage him, to make people believe that he is a bad person here. But we would say, again, the seeming part of this, it is all a part of the illusion that they want you to believe, okay? It is not at all what it appears to be. Shoshana, do you have anything you
want to share? Yes, we will share here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes.
Dear sister, in this third dimensional realm, body has many frailties and many faults. You see, and you can pick on them. You see, you have a saying that there are skeletons in the closet, and that means that each one of you have sins, have frailties, have indiscretions that you wish you could take back. You see, that is part of the third dimensional realm. What you must do, as all must do, is look for the truth. The truth lies in the intention of the being. If the being intends for goodness to befall mankind, then you must see that, you see. It is up to you. You are the judge and the jury of yourself and all others that cross your path. The idea that one who serves has given, you must see that the press, the media, has scorned this man and has found all the skeletons for you to review. Now you must balance that and look to see in your heart what is this being's intention for you and for all others. And that is where the truth lies. Namaste.
Very good. We know there was one more question here, and then we're ready to release Jana.
Yes, I have a question. I know we've talked about this before. I haven't given it a lot of thought because it hasn't really directly impacted me. But with regards to people being vaccinated, spike protein and those things, it just dawned on me yesterday, or I just found out my physical therapist has had 2 vaccination shots, not sure which ones. And I really wouldn't give it much thought, but I thought I would ask because this is a person who's touching my body quite frequently. I would say every other day I'm in physical therapy. He's massaging, he's touching me. So now I guess my general question or my specific question is, am I putting myself at any risk there? I know the belief system could probably override that, but I'd rather not really risk it. But my general question is there any risk there or a concern that I should have potentially switching physical therapists because I do have somebody who's interacting with my body and my field, more importantly, almost every other day, and I know he's had 2 shots. So that's
my question.
To
share. Yeah.
Yes, we know that. Shoshana, yes.
May we share first?
Yes, please.
Dear brother, may we share?
Absolutely.
Dear brother, there is only one thing for you to do, and that is follow your own advice. Follow your heart. Follow your understanding. We know the answer, and so do you, you see. So for us to give it would be redundant, but you do know what the answer is here. Is that not so?
I sort of know the answer, or else I wouldn't ask the question, but I think if I go deep, I'm sure I can see the answer there.
Dear brother, we hesitate to be direct, but we will be direct. You are not sort of knowing the answer. Everything that you have given in your question is an indicator that you must not return to this person. Do you not see that?
Yes.
Yes, you are wise, you understand, and it would not be so much that this individual has received this so-called shot. It is the idea that you are mixing with that which is not like-minded. Is this not true?
That's correct, yes. Thank you for illuminating that for me. Hello?
Did we get cut off?
Hello?
I think we did. Oh, I think we got cut off with them.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. We can. I don't think they can. I don't think
I thought it was my headset. I'm like, wait.
No, I think they got cut off.
Okay. Well, I heard silence. So, yeah, that happened a couple times during the call. But...
Yeah. Yeah, they must be over the target.
Yeah, I was just going to say the powers that we don't want them.
There you go.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
I really wanted to finish that question, though.
You know the answer.
Kent, you have your own answer. I've switched body workers myself if I find out that they're vaccinated. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, it dawned on me. It just occurred to me last night that he told me that. I really like him. Like, we're deep into the program. So to switch people is going to be a little weird. But I'll do it because it just dawned on me. And the fact that it came into my thought process means it's an issue. Right.
So, well, it's not a frequency match for you, Kent.
Right. Yeah.
So that's
enough. Be grateful that he told you the truth.